Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Generation Next podcast. For more Joy 94.9 podcasts, jump onto joy.org.au and head to the Programs tab and download the latest podcasts.
Joy.
Four minutes past seven, you are on Generation Next on Joy 94.9. This is the home for news and views from the youth of the LGBTI community, and you're joined tonight by Dil and Vic. Vic, my sweet girl, how are we?
Oh, now that I'm seeing your face, I'm well. I'm swell.
Ah, swell.
Swell even.
Well and swell. Look at this. Feeling the love. Hey, if you want to join in the conversation or any of the shenanigans on tonight's show, send us a text 0427-JOY-949 or shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au. Very soon we'll be asking the question, what's different about Gen Y LGBTI communities and the former? We'll actually be having a chat with Sonia Hammer from Sci-Fi and Scream. She'll be adding her...
Because I was going to say it's kind of hard for us to go a bit like pre-89.
Totally. Well, I just yelled at somebody, one of our guests coming up, because he told me he was born in 1994. And I was like, no, you got that wrong. That just happened.
Right? Well, that's true. I mean, we so often, like, we always refer to ourselves as the youngest ones that we forget that, like, we're kind of moving up. And yeah. We're kind of just going to be middle-aged soon.
Well, hey, next year, I'm too old to be on Gen Next.
So am I. We both hit a quarter of a century.
Yeah. Old. In other words, old.
If you say a quarter of a century, I think it sounds less old than saying 25.
I feel like I'm just pulling at hairs here, like straws trying to like...
Now that you mention hairs, I did find my fourth white hair the other day and my stress levels went, like they just spiked dramatically. And then I was looking in the mirror, I'm like, do I pull it out? Do I not pull it out? You know, everyone has their little folklore of if you should pull it out or not. I pulled that sucker right out.
I found three the other week and... I nearly cried. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie, Vic, for one second.
It is quite depressing. I mean, different when you find the first one, you're like, oh, it's not going to come back anytime soon. And then you find the second. And then you find the third. And then before you know it, you're covered in grey hairs. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the problem of our youth today.
I think because, like, you know, we're not faced with our own mortality. We're faced with other mortalities, but not
having
our own.
Having a broken heart.
And it's just, and also being part of the millennium generation, like where you're born somewhere between HIV and 9/11, you just, we have this overinflated sense of entitlement and almost like an immortality.
Oh, completely.
But then we actually don't, because it only exists inside our little heads.
That's right, indeed. It actually gets, your world kind of shatters as soon as you either leave high school or leave uni. At some point or another, when you actually enter the world and you're like, all right, I did my degree or I did my course or I'm going to be a tradie. Mate, why are they taking up all my time? Why are they not paying me as much? Why do I not have any money?
Do you know what?
Why does a cab cost $50 from the city to Heidelberg?
Yeah, I think, do you know what? Gremlins. There are so many things that, like, I feel like when you're growing up and you're a young teenager and you have this whole idea of the world, it's going to be, you know, this sugar-coated place of gold, but then you actually, that gold is diarrhea. What you have in your life is diarrhea.
Oh, literally. That's what society, you know, structures you to believe.
Yeah.
Chase your dreams. Work hard. Work so hard that by the time you're 60, you should have enough money to retire to then go do what you want to do. Keep in mind, you may have high cholesterol by then, low blood pressure. You may have a tendency to get the old cold.
the alcohol.
So you can't really venture out as often. You get tired more quickly. Yeah. After
you're
65,
have
you're gonna have a great time.
You're gonna have some stressful hemorrhoids, and they're gonna be all from your own stresses.
You know what? I feel
devices.
Like it's Monday. Maybe we shouldn't say that it's all doom and gloom.
Oh, why not? Let's bring a bit of realism. Hey, coming up really soon, we're having a chat to Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Youth Chorus because they've got a show coming
chorus
up.
Chorus or choir? Because I'm getting
chorus?
Confused.
What? Well, maybe we could ask them, what's the difference between a chorus and a choir? Maybe you know, 0427JOY949. Shoot us an email on air at joy.org.au.
A chorus is lyrics in a song.
Oh, yeah. It's the home of the song. It's
that's
the
right.
Body.
Everything goes back to that. The chorus is where everyone always knows the chorus. They don't know the verses, everything else. And then a choir is, to me, a bunch of people joining forces and bringing their sopranos, their altos, I don't know, any other
falsettos,
bringing it together.
Baritones.
And making beautiful humming noises.
Well, there are three babe and youths coming in, and they're going to be delighting the community around Christmas. With Christmas at Queen's in the historic setting of Eakins Hall in Queen's College at the University of Melbourne. But that is coming up. In the meantime, we're going to serenade you. Not Vic and I. We're not going to sing to you.
We could try, but we think that we may lose some listeners.
I was singing the other night when I was doing People Unite, the electro show.
Indeed.
And Joy's weekday programming manager, SJ, she was here and she was like, please don't sing, the birds will die.
Well, at least she was honest.
She was incredibly honest. And, you know, I went home with a great feeling of self-esteem.
Have your say. SMS 0427 JOY949. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.